Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Hopefully you guys are having a good day so far. So today's topic is going to be registered commercial sheep versus, you know, registered. So commercial sheep versus registered, what's the difference? I have had quite a few people ask the difference when they're asking for sheep for sale. So today I thought I'd answer those questions while talking to you guys. So I had some bullet points I put together on Word just so it'll help me remember. This is why I do every podcast. So let's get started. My first one is commercial sheep. Unregistered, is that's what it means. Commercial sheep are usually not the highest quality of sheep, and they're always unregistered. But they're still great quality if you're starting out, but I'm going to get into that a little later. So commercial sheep are cheaper because they are not the highest quality. Higher quality sheep are meaning they're registered type 4s, type 5s. Commercial sheep are usually the sheep you would start out with and may not be the highest quality, as I said. I started out with some commercial sheep, and that's usually how you'll start out because they're a little easier on your price range. Of course, you can still get registered sheep. I still got registered sheep because it does help you out when you're selling lambs quite a bit. But here's the thing, a lot of people mistake this, and I think I want to clear it up a little more. You can still register a lamb if you have one of the parents that is a commercial unregistered animal. I know, wow, you learn something every different. So yeah, that's true. You can actually register the lambs even if, say, the mom is unregistered and the dad is registered. You can still get that lamb registered. It's just going to be a percentage dorper is what they call it. This year I did have some percentage dorpers. Scarlet is unregistered. That was one of my very first ewes. I was born from 21 and she's unregistered. She's a commercial ewe because she's not the highest quality, but she's still very close to my heart and therefore I wanted to keep her. So I had the dad registered. That's Hulk, my new breeding ram. And I was like, oh shoot, I can't register these lambs. Well, guess what, actually, we can, because they're just going to be percentage lambs. I never knew that before, but since doing this, I did learn a little bit more about that, so it was pretty cool. But a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I have this super high quality ram, and I bred him to this, you know, commercial ewe, and wow, boom, these awesome lambs are born, like type 4s, awesome, mwah, perfect, confirmation, done. I'm like, oh shoot, I can't register them. How am I going to make a sale off them or show them? Guess what, guys? You can still register them. They're just going to be a percentage dorper. So that's very much, a lot of people are like, oh shoot, I can't register them. Well, you can still register even if one of the parents is unregistered. And I think you can still register them if both are unregistered. I haven't looked into that, but I'm pretty sure you can. Again, don't take my word for that, but I know you can still register if one of the parents is unregistered. So that's pretty cool. Because if you have a nice quality lamb and you want to show it, they actually require you to have a registration for that animal. Commercial stock can go for $200 to $300, give or take. You can still get a great quality animal for a commercial sale. And you can also just go to a bunch of sales, see what people are doing, you know, kind of look at the animal. But you can still get a great quality animal even for that price. And you can still get really good quality animals out of that lamb. So it's pretty cool. Registered sheep are more expensive and higher quality. Usually our show animals can go over 1,000. Usually are way over 1,000 these days. I bought my, let's see, I think he's a type 3 or type 4 ram right now. And he's got nice conformation. He's actually grown quite a bit. So I think he'd probably type as a 4, I believe right now he's a type 3, but he's still a great quality ram. That's Hulk. And he's gained a little more muscle in his nose and his bum, which is what needed to gain muscle when we had him inspected last. But I think now he definitely qualify for a type 4 because he has got everything that I see in him that I wanted more of and that the judge wanted more of. So I think he'd qualify as a type 4. But I bought him for, I think, $1,800 from DK, and he was great quality. He's actually produced so many good lambs. He's actually the son of DK, Joey. So I was super proud. I didn't even know that. But I look back on his registration, I'm like, oh, he's one of those. Okay, cool. Yes. And then I also looked back on the other you I bought from her last year. That's number, I forget her number, but Lady, she's my new you, and she actually was the one that lost a couple of her lambs earlier this year. But she's rebred, hopefully, and she is a type 4, I believe, so she's a real nice quality you. I really like her a lot. And she's definitely a great quality ewe, and she's also the daughter of Joey. So I got a couple of nice animals that are hopefully going to produce me some nice bloodline from Joey. What's better to start out with? I definitely recommend when you're starting out, get commercial sheep. Trust me, it's just better, especially when you're starting out, you're still getting to know the Dorper. It's just going to be way easier. You don't have to worry about the expense of the registration, all that, but you can totally start out with registered sheep. There's nothing wrong with that. I would just personally recommend starting out with commercial because then you can kind of get to know how to farm with them, the lambing that's required, all that. Because then you also need to think about, you got to have the expenses for the hay, the feed, the extra land, anything like that that goes for the sheep. You need to make sure that you have a required budget for that. What's better to, oh, I just said that. What to use when breeding for butcher show lawnmowers, 4-H? When you're using sheep for butcher, you are going to need commercial sheep, not registered. If you think about it and you've got, I'm sorry about the bird in the background, that would be my window outside. If you think about it, if you have an animal that's registered and you want to use it for butcher, you're basically losing money because you had to pay money for that animal to be registered, whether if you bought this animal from somebody else that's registered, or if you register it yourself, that animal's still gonna be more expensive because it's registered and it's not a commercial animal. It's registered, and if you registered it, then it's still gonna cost you money because you registered it yourself and that costs money, and then you're basically butchering it, and then you're losing that money because of the registration amount. So if you're using animals for show, you're gonna need registered sheep because as I said earlier, they're gonna require them to be registered unless you're doing a meat production class. Lawnmowers. If you're using show animals for lawnmowers, that's totally fine. If you're just using, your sheep to feed down your pasture and you're not doing anything with them, then usually just use commercial sheep. And you're not breeding, you're not doing anything, just use commercial sheep because you're just using them as lawnmowers. 4-H. If you're using Dorpers for 4-H, you're usually going to need commercial sheep because these animals are going to be butchered and then you're going to be selling them for meat, correct? Breeding. If you're going to be using them for breeding and you're going to be selling quality animals, you're going to need registered sheep. So that's kind of the basics of that. What do I raise? I raise quite a few. I raise commercial, purebred, full blood, percentage. I raise a little bit of everything. There's not really anything I really focus on. I just raise quality Dorpers. I do have some commercial sheep that are not the best quality that you can use, but I kind of just do a little bit of everything. So hopefully this helped you out if you're kind of confused about that. I know I was when I started out, but I've definitely learned a lot more, and hopefully you guys learned something from this. And don't be afraid to ask me any questions. You can go ahead and send me a message on Facebook, Instagram. I would love to hear anything from you guys. It's so nice to hear you guys and to hear your opinions on anything. So I will see you in the next podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Go ahead and check out my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and I think that's it. I don't remember what I have. But thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.